Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this ongoing series on how to learn how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time, this topic is about how to add simple content to your app using HTML5. Let's see how easy it is. The beauty of writing apps for Windows 8 is we can do it with simple HTML or HTML5 content. Now, this is boring, a paragraph tag that just says content goes here. I'm going to change this up and show how we can add some very simple content. So I'll create a div with a class that equals, I'll just say content. So we're just making this up on the fly. And inside of there, I'll add a H1 tag. And I can even put a class inside of there if I choose to do so. And notice the benefit of IntelliSense within Visual Studio, which auto-completes like the quotations. So I have my title in there. I'll create a span within this, and let's say even in here I can add a class that equals a title word. And I'm adding all these classes because, of course, HTML developers are familiar with the fact that this is how we can later on style things. And I'll put the word half here. I'm going to hit Control C on my keyboard and then Control V as in Victor, and that just repeated that line, copy and paste. And I'm going to put time. So I've already created a kind of a complicated title there. And I'll add another span tag, span with the class that's going to equal label for something I'll do in the near future. And this will give us a clue as to what kind of app this is going to be. We're going to do a little bit of a search within the app. And what about an input tag, like type equals text? Now, you'll notice as I'm scrolling down to find text that a lot of the HTML5 new input types are appearing. So we can use any one of those. I'll just use a simple text. We can actually do inline styling as well. So width of, let's say, 360 pixels. And I'll give this thing an ID that says input search. And I'll even add an auto focus. Again, an HTML5 feature. And a button. Got to have a button if we're going to do a search. So button with an ID of something like submit search. And we'll just leave that there. And we'll have a div that will represent our results. Some simple content. Now I'm going to go ahead and run this. I clicked on local machine. So we can see the content on the screen. Kind of looks a little strange. I mean, halftime and search, they're just edged right up to the left-hand side. But I do have functional, or we should say at least visible content in the app. So we saw how easy it is to add simple content, ugly. So how do we make it look better? Next episode, we're going to consider how to style our apps.